I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian is not happy at all with what Taylor Swift said about her and hubby Kanye West in her new tell-all interview in Elle magazine. Swift said, "I learned that disarming someone's petty bullying can be as simple as learning to laugh. In my experience, I've come to see that bullies want to be feared and taken seriously. A few years ago, someone started an online hate campaign by calling me a snake on the internet." But according to a source close to Kim, she is done with Taylor's petty games and said Kim won't be reaching out or apologizing to Taylor because she needs to grow up. Taylor Swift covered a ton of stuff in this interview. I put the swipe up to this on my Instagram story yesterday at Yo Alex Raps with a Z. And I screenshotted what my favorite ones were. She put like 30 things of like lessons in life she's learned because she's turning 30 this year in December.
I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little naked snake.
So she revealed a ton of amazing stuff. Not so amazing and really just sad. She revealed that both of her parents have battled cancer in the past and that her mom is currently battling cancer for the second time. I think it was like 2 years ago she announced that her mom, Andrea, was battling cancer. And it looked like she had gotten better, but now it looks like she has it again. I don't know what type of cancer she has. I don't think they've ever publicly said it, but that's super sad. She said that having her mother be diagnosed for a second time has taught her that there are real problems and then there's everything else. She also carries bandages with her at all times because they've been proven on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan because she is so paranoid after the bombing at the Manchester Arena with Ariana Grande and the mass shooting at Las Vegas at that music festival. She said that it has left her completely terrified in her personal life.
Oh my gosh.
That if she said it like helps you if you get shot, stabbed, or you know, bomb or whatever, anything like that happens, that this special bandage can like help keep you alive till you get to the hospital, you know, better than like a normal bandage. Would.
That's something I've never thought about in my life.
Isn't that so sad that she has to even think about that? She also, you know, of course, has dealt with numerous stalkers in the past. So she just has a lot of that stuff going on. But that interview is excellent. Excellent. She's got a new album coming out any moment now. I'm just telling you, be ready for it. And Demi Lovato briefly checked herself back into a treatment center recently. Sources say that Sorry Not Sorry singer recently went back to rehab for 2 weeks. She's now in a better headspace and recognizes the seriousness of her addiction. Sources say Demi hasn't relapsed since last summer's overdose. The 2 weeks in rehab comes just 4 months after she completed a 90-day stint in rehab. Her mom, I guess, she's going through a breakup. So her mom is apparently responsible for the breakup to this guy, Henry Levy, or whatever. Sources say her mom and the family were 100% responsible for getting him out of the picture. No one knows what is up with him, but her friends were told by her mom to keep him away from her at all costs.
Wow.
So maybe her mom knew something, you know, that he was shady or something like that, but I don't know if maybe the breakup was a trigger for her, like she needed to get into rehab because she's just going through an emotional time from that and she's worried she'd start using again. I don't know. And a warrant has been issued for Tyga's arrest after he failed to report to a court appearance that was meant to address paying an injured fan. According to court documents, a fan was badly injured at a concert of his in 2015, and he's yet to receive, and they have yet to receive settlement money from him. The fan says that a light stand fell from the ceiling and left a 4-inch gash on her head.
Ow!
Tyga did not appear at the hearing regarding the case and did not report to his court appearance, so the judge has now issued a warrant for his arrest and a $250,000 bail.
Whoa.
Pretty serious. Coming up in less than an hour, I've got more shocking excerpts from R. Kelly's interview with Gayle King.